Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Sandy Parr Club podcast. I am doing this episode today solo. Unfortunately, my great co-host Eloy is on vacation out in the great place of Hawaii. So, he could not make it to this episode, but regardless, he did leave us a lot of information to talk about, and I'll be taking this one on solo, but he'll be back in coming episodes. But regardless, welcome to another episode of the Sandy Parr Club podcast. Again, Sandy Parr Club podcast offers you the latest golf news, Sandy Parr Club merchandise, local club tournament information, and showcases various guests and products of the golf industry. Also, don't forget to check out the Western Gales head cover giveaway. If you have followed me on my Instagrams, Tinker Golf Man, I did post a while ago that we'll be doing a one-of-one head cover for the Western Gales head cover. I think we're going to be doing that giveaway again on episode 10. This should be episode 7, so coming soon, so look out for that. Also, check out our latest Sandy Parr Club stickers. We have 3 stickers available now on the online merch store. We have a, you know, what we call the OG, the black and white colorway, and then we also have a green and white colorway, and then a third option of a holographic one as well. Along with that, you can also purchase what we have, some special shaft bands. Shaft bands are the basically they're stickers that go onto the shaft of any of your golf clubs. So we have 2 options there. We have one that kind of looks like, you know, like a lot of the sports logos out there. We're calling it the National Sandy Parr Club kind of logo there, and then a dark holographic one as well. So again, please check out our shaft bands, and it comes with a rectangular one and a small circular one as well for 2021. So we'll be changing those out obviously for 22, but please check them out, put them on your clubs. If you want to purchase a whole set for your, you know, all of your golf clubs, that would be amazing. So check that out as well. Also, again, you know, we still have product available on our merch online store at sandyparrclub.com. Again, you can get this 5-panel cap available on sandyparrclub.com, along with the new trucker hats and along with the new golf polos that we have. So you want to look fresh representing Sandy Parr Club or support, please check us out by going to sandyparrclub.com, making a purchase. It allows us to be able to create more content for you guys on this podcast and be able to do more stuff on our website. So please don't forget, we have those available for you guys at sandyparrclub.com. So this week we had a very, you know, not a big tournament. I mean, a lot of this time of the year, a lot of the big golfers aren't playing in the early tournaments until the new year. But regardless, we did have some big names come out for this week's tournament, November 4th through the 7th, which was the Worldwide Technology Championship at Mayakoba. It was played at El Chameleon Golf Club at the Mayakoba Resort. And if I'm not mistaken, they've played at this property quite some time in different years. So I feel like I've heard this golf course before. But yes, it is in Playa del Carmen in Mexico. Par 71, 7,017 yards. So not long for the top golfers by any means. Again, I think every episode, me and Eloy or John will always say that, you know, that's a pretty anything that's over 7,000 yards is a pretty hefty round for, you know, most average golfers, but for these guys on tour, not going to be a problem. It is a Greg Norman design masterpiece, El Chameleon, and I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, I think it's El Chameleon, blends through the diverse ecosystems of Mayakoba, including the tropical jungle, dense mangroves, freshwater canals, and pristine Riviera Maya oceanfront. So I've seen the highlights of this golf tournament, and it looks beautiful. So it looks super windy out there, but, you know, hopefully one day I'll get the opportunity to go play. But regardless, the golfers probably had a treat to play this golf tournament if they were out there. Looks like some of their signature holes is hole number 7, which is a unique par 5, 554-yard hole. fairway bunker that is literally has a cave bunker. And then you guys have probably seen images of this on TV or on Instagram, where there's literally like a hole in the middle of the fairway. And it looks like the ball could just be eaten up. But it's literally a what they call a cave bunker. It has sand in there, and then you can hit out of it if you, you know, potentially can get out of it. So that's a cool hole that's pretty much seen on TV during this tournament. Hole number 15 is a signature hole. It's a par 3, 155, right on the coast of the ocean. You get that cool breeze that just comes in, and is an important factor to have the right club. So the right club selection here, regardless if it's a par 3, can play as long as probably 200 plus yards, depending on wind factors coming in. So, yeah, again, just hearing what these two holes are, to if I ever get the opportunity to play, would love to go out there at Mayakoba. Day one leader, Matt Wolf. So big name starting off day one, finishes off at 10 under. Aaron Wise was strongly behind at 8 under. Sergio Garcia, Billy Horschel, Chris Kirk, Taylor Gooch, all tied at minus 7 in third place. Weather was up and down. We had rain, but also had amazing shots by a couple players. We had a chip-in from Ricky Fowler for a birdie on the 18th to get the 2 under. Aaron Wise had a long putt for birdie and sunk it in on the 18th to finish off at 8 under day one. John Huh, name we haven't heard in the coming weeks. I think I've heard John Huh's name come at least this year. I'm not sure if he won anything this past year, but yeah, John Huh made an ace on hole number 8. So congratulations to John Huh. Hopefully he got everybody drinks out there at the tournament. Day 2, we had a leader again, still sticking with Matt Wolf. So Matt Wolf at 13 under day 2. So playing strong. Adam Scheffler, interesting. I'm really hearing Adam's name come up a lot on top leaderboard. So congratulations to Adam Scheffler. I got the great opportunity to see him at the Genesis Invitational a couple years ago and play at that event. And yeah, the swing looks good. It's a little bit weird on the finish, just because it looks, I think the feet work looks a little bit interesting too. But regardless, hey, if you're getting it out there and playing some great golf, you know, it only leads to more money in your pocket. So great showcase from Adam Scheffler day 2, finished at 11 under. Carlos Ortiz and Victor Hovland, also some other big names, tied for third at 10 under. Some other notable players day 2 who unfortunately missed the cut at 4 under was Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. So had those guys with a couple more shots, probably would have made the cut, but unfortunately did not. So some big names kind of coming off the board day 2. Quick announcement from our friends over at Chipo Golf. Get 15% off a Chipo Golf set with my code TinkerGolfMan. You'll find the code and the link available on the YouTube or the video version of this podcast. But again, you can also check out Chipo Golf, go shopping on their website, and use the code TinkerGolfMan to get 15% off. You can play a unique chipping game at home, at a barbecue, beach, or outing with your family and friends. Day 3, new leader coming in for day 3, we had Victor Hovland. So another big name again, continues from day 2. Finishing the day 3 at 19 under. Taylor Gooch in second at 17 under. And Justin Thomas, third place at 16 under. And Victor Hovland shot a 9-under 62 to take the lead by 2 shots, shooting his lowest score on his PGA Tour career. So congratulations to Victor Hovland, day 3, for shooting that low round of his career.
And we'll be right back.
Matthew Wolf had back-to-back bogeys early in the round and kind of dropped them out of the early contention. Day 4, leader of day 4 and the winner of the Worldwide Technology Championship is Victor Hovland. So he really showed out day 3 and really closed it out on day 4 on the final day, finishing at 23 under. Carlos Ortiz in second at 19 under. So a little lead cushion for Victor Hovland at the end there. And Justin Thomas came in at third at 18 under. So very good showing for all of these guys. But congratulations to Victor Hovland for closing it out on day four. So Hovland has gone back-to-back winning this event from last year to this year. So great showing from him for defending his championship. This being his third PGA victory in five events played. Wow, so congratulations to him. He's playing lights out. I can't say anymore, but man, I haven't seen this guy. Actually, you know what? I may have seen Victor play before at a previous tournament. I can't recall, but regardless, shout out to Victor Hovland and winning the tournament this past week at the Worldwide Technology Championship. So usually this segment of the podcast, we're usually talking with a guest, but we don't have a guest this week. So we have a new segment. We're talking about some new equipment. Well, actually, not so new, but the newest equipment that's available out there for 2021 to look out for going into the winter season. Maybe you want to upgrade your clubs or buy some clubs for a golfer in your life. So if you have anybody that's interested in golf, drivers or irons is what we're talking about specifically, check these products out for 2021, and we'll have more information as the new 2022 stuff comes out as well. But best drivers of 2021, the number one driver I feel like I've seen throughout the whole entire year is TaylorMade Sim 2. I mean, I have friends, we have friends, everybody, I think 80% of friends have the Sim 2. I'm still rocking Sim 1. I didn't see the necessary need to upgrade to a Sim 2, but regardless, I think it's still the number one driver that I've seen, and it's purchased by my golf friends. I mean, one of the biggest drivers across, you know, the top golfers in the world. So I'm not surprised that they're number one and one of the top drivers. The goal for the TaylorMade Sim 2 is lightweight material construction with the use of more carbon fiber to give the golfer more forgiveness. This TaylorMade driver retails at $530 in the stores. So, you know, Sandy Park Club, we do trust for buying from TaylorMadeGolf.com, and this is not a sponsored ad by any means, but please check out TaylorMadeGolf.com. If you're listening to our podcast, head over to our video description on YouTube to visit the link that we have. So you can shop TaylorMade's latest golf product offerings and build loyalty points to get discounted or free TaylorMade products on future purchases. So use our link if you're listening to this audio podcast. Take some time to look at the video version on youtube.com/TinkerGolfMan. Use our link so that you can purchase some TaylorMade product, build some loyalty points, and get some discounted items if you already haven't been doing so. So check them out. Number two on the list, we have the Callaway Epic Max. Yeah, I mean, if it's not a TaylorMade Sim driver that I'm seeing recently with all my golf buddies, I am seeing a lot of Callaway Epic Max drivers being in play out there with everybody, local friends and whatnot. So they're still using the jailbreak technology with the two vertical bars that are kind of behind the club face of the driver. So again, this allows to stiffen the crown and the sole to promote more speed across the entire driver. The driver is also utilizing AI technology, which is artificial intelligence, which is basically a computer doing some of the work to identify specific thickness areas for the driver. So you're going to see different parts of the driver a little bit be thinner or thicker, but again, you won't see it in the, you know, through your naked eye, but in the technology, believe that there is different parts of the driver that were designed through AI technology. Again, pretty much the same price with the TaylorMade Sim 2 at $530. So check that driver out. It's up there right along with the Sim 2, in my opinion, with what drivers I'm seeing out there. Kind of one of the dark horse drivers for this year that I've seen is the Mizuno ST-Z or the ST-X, pretty much. Mizuno They're traditionally known for their irons, but I think, historically now in the last greater part of the last maybe 3, 4, 5 years, have really stepped up the driver game. Our great friend and our co-founder and member at Sandy Park Club, John Martinez, currently using a Mizuno driver, and he is deep with it. So check them out. It's the Mizuno ST-Z or ST-X. It's similar to the TaylorMade Mizuno. I'm sorry. It's similar to the TaylorMade Sim 2 on focusing on the lightweight carbon fiber material. They're focusing on lowering the CG of this driver, so to give more forgiveness across the face of the driver. Now, in my opinion, this one's a little bit more on the more, affordable. I mean, in terms of affordability, none of these drivers are that affordable. But in terms of a better price point for a lot of technology on a driver, this is going in at $400, so something to check out for a new driver for somebody or for yourself. It's a little bit more cheaper than 530, so $130 less than the TaylorMade or the Callaway Epic. So again, my three top drivers to look out for in 2021, if you're not already playing them. So again, TaylorMade Sim 2, the Callaway Epic Max, and the Mizuno STZ or the STX. So check those out. I want to take a little bit of some time to talk about irons. There's kind of three styles of irons, if you may, when we talk about irons. You have what we call our player irons, player distance irons, and game improvement irons. So player irons are typically what you see on tour. Those are going to be the ones that are really thin. They look super unforgiving to hit, meaning they look really, almost like butter knives for some of these guys, where if you don't hit that ball with those types of irons well, and you don't have consistency in that swing to hit those clubs well, you don't get a lot of forgiveness in these kind of clubs. But regardless, my number one kind of seen player irons for 2021, JPX 921. I currently play the JPX 919, so a couple years old. But regardless, obviously you guys know, or if you guys don't know, the Mizuno irons are always known for the feel. People always say, "Oh man, you never hit a Mizuno until you actually hit a Mizuno and actually feel it when you actually pure one of these clubs." So the JPX 921 Tour specifically, these clubs were made with tour player feedback, meaning that PGA Tour players put in their feedback to create this set of irons. So if you hit these things solid, or you have a solid golf swing, or if you play a lot of golf and you've worked on your swing and you've practiced a lot, this is one that I would say is up there for 2021. They're continuing to use the 1025E carbon steel, which this series focuses on maximizing the feel. Again, continuing to talk about the feel. When I say feel, I almost want to say the irons on the Mizunos, when you hit a set of Mizuno irons, feel really soft. So, and solid in terms of the strike and knowing that it's going to get those distances that you want. Not on the cheaper side of irons. Obviously, player irons are kind of more on the more expensive side of things. These are about $162 per iron, roughly about $1,300 for a set. So, but regardless, if you got the coin for it, check out the Mizuno JPX 921 irons. I think those are the most solid that I've seen for 2021. And talking about player distance, so this is kind of like that in between. So maybe you play a lot of golf, but you don't practice a lot, or you do practice a lot, but you need a little bit of forgiveness, meaning that you don't continuously hit that golf shot perfectly in the center of the club face all the time, or you just need some help to get that ball just a little bit higher or a little bit more distance than you normally need. The irons that I would put number one in this series for this year is the Srixon ZX5 irons. Srixon, if you guys don't know, they make golf balls. They're also part of the Cleveland Golf family. So if you pair the Srixon ZX5 with the new Srixon Z-Star XV golf balls, which I love this year. The updated one, Cameron Champ, just to name one of the tour players that currently uses the Z-Star XV golf ball. these new irons, the Srixon ZX5 player distance irons, are amazing. They look, I had the opportunity to hit some in the store a couple of months ago, and they look fabulous. They feel great. Yes, so they, Srixon has updated the sole technology of the club. They've been using a technology called Tour VT, but they updated again this year, which incorporates higher bounce on the club angle of the sole. And it's at the leading edge, which means it's at that bottom forward part of the club, partnered with AI technology. So similar to what Callaway is doing, Srixon is putting AI technology, artificial intelligence, back into their irons. So, or now introducing it into their irons. They've created a multi-piece iron for more forgiveness. So it's a two-piece kind of material that they're using. Again, a little bit more weight on that club, so that, when you get to the strike of the golf ball, it's going to get more distance and a little bit more more height. So again, it's just that player distance iron that I'm thinking for the better golfer, but not, you know, you're not tour level necessarily, but you're playing enough golf to be able to hit some decent shots. And also keep in mind that you can combo these sets. You can take a couple player irons and a couple player distance irons and mix that bag up. And that's why we get different pricing when you'll kind of see these stuffs in the store. Well, you may see just a set, but you can also buy a single iron or a couple of irons from a player distance set to a player iron set. So these are pretty much on par with the same price point as the JPX 921. It's $163 an iron, again, about $1,300 for a set. Again, keep in mind, you can, you know, mix and match. You don't have to necessarily get a whole set of ZX5s from Srixon. You can get, you know, a different series from Srixon that may be, you know, a player iron, and then you can have some player distance irons as well, combined, so that you have a mix. And a lot of guys are doing that, on tour and, you know, just local golfers that I play with. The next set of irons is game improvement irons. So when we think of game improvement irons, these are the guys or gals that are playing not too much golf and you need a lot of help. So these clubs are aimed to get this ball in the air. they're a little bit more bigger, they're a little bit more chunkier, meaning there's a lot more golf club to look at. Typically not the most appealing in look, but regardless, it's still something that's in the market that you can purchase. So if you don't practice a lot and you just need something to help you out, get that ball in the air more frequently, instead of trying to chunk and try to, you know, disadvantage yourself by getting player distance or player irons, check out the Ping G710. In my opinion, this year's model of the Ping G710 has the best looking game improvement irons of 2021. They don't have a lot of meat to look at in terms of, when you look at the top of the club, there's not a lot to look at, and there's not a lot in the back end of it. So it almost sits, or when we say sits, or looks like a player distance club or even a player iron club. So G710 incorporates steel face insert and 431 stainless steel hollow body. So it's a two-piece material they're using. It's to promote metal wood-like flex, meaning that these clubs are supposed to emulate what it would be like to hit a 3-wood or a 5-wood, where you get, if you hit a one of those 3-woods or 5-woods really solid, you get a lot of distance and forgiveness. So they've designed this new club, the Ping G710, to have that metal wood like flex action. So again, these clubs will launch higher to help you work on that golf swing a little bit more. They're easier to hit. Some cool facts about this set of clubs is they come with Arcos. Arcos is a company that they have an app, and they have these golf grips that have a sensor in them that you can put. You can buy them separately, but in this set of irons on the Ping G710, you can already have them on there, where the sensor is already attached to your golf club on the grip, and track your distances while you practice or you play golf. So it's pretty cool. And the price point on these are a little bit, again, depending on, how unique your combination setup is, anywhere from $1,260 to $1,365, depending on what setup in terms of what shaft I was gonna say grip, but you can't, because if you're gonna do the Arcos grip, then it's kind of already set with those prices. But at least you know that they're about a little bit cheaper than player distance and player irons. But if you have somebody that's playing a lot or not playing as much and they just need a set of irons, maybe an introductory set just to get them into the game of golf, I would check the Game Improvement irons, the Ping G710 iron. So yeah, definitely a good set of irons to check out for anybody that's new to the game also.
And we'll be right back.
Also, I want to talk about golf shoes. We're now entering the end part of the year. It's already November. So depending on where you play golf, it's probably going to be cold or it's going to be a little bit wet. From my experience, I tend to, at this time of the year, use more spiked golf shoes, meaning that they actually have spikes on them. Now, there is a lot of debate between spiked and spikeless, which is pretty much a spiked. When we say spikeless, I've seen spikeless shoes that have spikes, but they're not removable, is what kind of the lingo that's kind of interwoven. I think another way to put it, I think Nike has done a great way of kind of distinguishing the both, which is they call it articulated integrated traction. So they put that traction that's integrated into the shoe where you cannot remove the spike. But regardless, I favor removable spikes or spikes that are a little bit more bigger or have more traction, because when you're going to be playing golf at this end of the year, it's going to be a little bit colder. It's going to be a little bit more moist if it's, morning dew is going to be out there a little bit more. So there's going to be a lot of slippery areas on most golf courses. So I like to have as much traction or grip when we think of this part of the year playing golf. So some key shoes that I would highlight for this end part of the year is Nike's new Shield collection. They've introduced a new shoe this year called the Nike Air Zoom Infinity Tour Shield. I know a plethora in this name. It's engineered for cold and wet weather using the Air Zoom Infinity Tour outsole, meaning the bottom part of the shoe that you actually step on the grass, is designed from the same shoe that Brooks Koepka is using on tour, which is the Tour Infinity shoe. And there's still a lot of debate for traction on the shoe because the spikes are not removable, but the spike pattern, meaning that the spikes that are on there have a unique way that they're placed on there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's only three spike placements of the shoe. Regardless, I think it's a great shoe in terms of the non-Shield collection, but I can only translate that being a great shoe for the Shield collection. They've gone with an interesting colorway with a beige, blue, orange, black, and cement print midsole for this collection of shoe. It's ergonomically shaped with zippers and stretchy sleeves, and a bungee closure instead of your typical shoestring closure, so that it's easier to put your foot into the shoe and easier for you to quickly tie them and get going. So they're, again, once you got your foot in there, you're ready to go with them. They're $180 available on Nike.com, and they have them available in wide, meaning a wider shoe. So I think historically, Nike's golf shoe run a little bit more tighter for most of their shoes, but they do have a wide option if you have a wider foot. Also, the second shoe that I'd like to highlight for the end part of this year is the Air Zoom Victory Tour 2. So this is Rory's kind of signature shoe. They've gone with an interesting colorway this end part of the year, which is a all black and a little bit of blue and a hit of white on the heel midsole of the shoe. So they designed it this year with a full leather upper of the shoe. Again, to promote that water repellency, again, we're going to be playing golf more at this later part of the year. It's not a waterproof shoe, but again, it has more water repellency. I do have this shoe, but in the previous version of when they did a run.